A little mix. I call them pick a mix. I always do. I don't know why. I just can't help it. I said it once, and it just gets in there. The old track from Cameo calls Word Up. I'm now welcomed by Lucy from the BBC The Voice. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You found it all right?
Yeah, we did. We got it really quick, actually. We got it quite early. We had to sit in a car park.
you are an Essex girl, aren't you?
A little bit.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Loughton.
Okay, that's not too far.
Yeah, not too far. I went to school there and stuff, so yeah.
So you probably know what's going on in Brentwood, because we have a lot of tourists now. So Sundays is tourist day, all the Towie tourists, and they're all going around the shops saying, oh, that's where they film that, and that's where so-and-so done this.
Yeah, it's sort of similar in Loughton, actually, because obviously we've got Bella Sorella down there. On a Saturday, there's like queues out of the door.
Bella Sorella is the shop owned by...
Lydia Brett.
Who's just got back onto
it. Yeah, she's just come back onto it.
The last one.
I'm really happy about it, actually.
Yeah, she was going out of Arch, so that was the kind of end finale.
Yeah.
But they both meet ready for series 12, I think it is, or series 13.
Mm. It's doing really well, actually, Towie. At the start, I used to proper cringe at it because I used to think, oh, that's where I live. Like, oh no. But now I'm addicted to it. I have to watch it.
Would you go on it?
Do you know what, right? I probably would. Like, if I was asked.
You sound like you'd be really good on it because you go, oh, right. OMG.
Oh my God.
See? Now, you're only, I'm allowed to say your age.
Yeah, of course.
17.
That is me. I'm 17.
Just a few years younger than myself. Right, let's get to the music. Because how would you describe your musical genre?
Well, I'm pop. I think I'm pop, but it's like a bit of quirk in there as well. I like to be quite radio one, I must admit.
Tell me about your musical journey, because... it's such a hard industry to get into, as we know. It's so much pressure, and you're so young. What made you want to jump into music?
Well, my mum was into music when she was younger, and a lot of my family play instruments and are into it. So, like, when I was really young, I just went into, like, you know, like a normal little, like, drama school, and I the first show that I'd done, I got given a solo, and I was a bit shocked, and that was in the Harlow Playhouse. It's quite funny, actually. But yeah, that was the first solo that I ever done, and I was six. So since then, it's literally just been like constant. I done my first singing competition when I was eight.
Wow.
And I come second.
Did anyone film it?
Do you know what? It is on film, and it's so embarrassing. I'm singing songs from Bugsy Malone, and I've got a feather boa. Oh.
When you're rich and famous, you can be on one of those chat shows, and they're going to pull that up, and you're going to be standing there singing some song. Oh no!
It's terrible.
What music influences your music? What bands do you draw on?
I don't know. I really like Pixie Dot. I love Pixie Dot. I love
like Brentwood as well.
Yeah, I know.
Local girl.
But yeah, I do. I love Overwest, but at the same time, I love the 1975. I think they're wicked. I like the Vamps. I'm not really into. I love girl bands. Mm-hmm. I'm more into boy bands. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I do like a boy band, must admit.
Well, let's get to, because the Pixie Lot leads us straight into The Voice, obviously, because you was on this year's BBC Voice with its all new lineup, of course.
Yeah.
What was it like to sing to such a big song, a Mamadou you sung, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which is a Pixie Lot song, on national telly.
It was insane. Like, I honestly, I never thought I'd get that far. I really didn't think I'd get to a blind audition. It's really, really hard to get a blind audition. And I walked on and I could see Will's arm. Because obviously you can't see anything, you can just see, but I could see Will's arm.
Wow.
And just from that, I just like freaked out.
He's probably texting them.
Yeah, probably.
He texts everyone, doesn't he? Or tweets everyone.
But it was scary because obviously I couldn't see him, but I knew they were there. Like, which was really, it was quite daunting, but you have to do it, didn't you?
Yeah. Pixie know you was going to sing that song? Or did she?
I wish she did at the time. I think apparently she's heard it. I don't know. I've heard apparently she's heard it.
It was a great song. I mean, did you do the arrangement? Because it was done in a kind of glee pop style, wasn't it, if you know what I mean?
It was wicked, actually, because the Voice band are absolutely amazing. Like, they're so good. And literally, you can tell them anything and that's it. About 5 minutes later, they're doing it. And I normally do, like, Newton Faulkner's arrangement. And when I sent that version off, they come back with this completely different, based on that, but completely different, which I was really happy about.
That's
so
fantastic.
It was more definitely down to the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Ryan on the show several months ago who'd done the opening series, didn't get through to the next stage, but And I asked him, had he seen any of the judges before he went on? And he said, no. Was that the case for you? Are you separated from the judges till that moment? You literally walk on a stage and you have got the four chairs in front of you?
Literally. There's this thing called lockdown, right, they have backstage. And what that basically is if a coach comes towards a contestant. And what that is basically, everywhere you go, you're chaperoned. Everywhere you go in that building before your blind audition, because if you get seen, you are not going on stage, because it's not blind. It wouldn't be blind.
No.
Then that coach would be having their mind who that person would be, what they know what they look like, what would they sound like. So he was very much kept really separate from them. But there was one point where one of the runners took me the wrong way, and I nearly walked into Will I Am, and I had to sprint around the studio just so I didn't bump into him.
What do you imagine if you did? What would you say?
Like, Will? Oh, I don't know. I'd just be like, I'm not a contestant.
Well, you're lucky enough because Ricky turned round.
Mm-hmm.
What was he like?
Tell you what, I have got to know Ricky a lot more out of the show now. And he's such a genuine man. He's actually ridiculous how normal he is. I mean, like he said, he was like, before he come on the show, he could get on the tube and no one would know who he is. Everyone knows who the Kaiser Chiefs is. But Ricky wasn't so popular. But the show has just done so well for him. He's got so big out of it. Like, yeah. Everybody knows who he is now.
Well, they got new tunes out at the moment.
Yeah.
Was you a Kaiser Chiefs fan before?
Do you know what? I was a Kaiser Chiefs fan. I was really into their music. But
you don't say that anyway. But
no, right. But when my mum...
They did have some great albums out.
Yeah, they did. Like, definitely. But when my mum was like, oh, yeah, like Ricky Wilson's like been confirmed to be, and I was like, who's that? I had to Wikipedia him and everything. No, but
I make sure I don't get Jackie Wilson. And Rick Petit comes up.
No, but I told Ricky, I said, I had to Google you before. And he was like, don't worry, he was like, I think the majority of people did. So he is really genuine, he's really lovely.
And for quite a young chap, you've got to remember the band has been around quite a while,
yeah,
Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Had several successful albums. I predict the right, still, you know, it's still on regular playlists now. A lot of their songs are, but that's a kind of iconic track for them. I suppose the big question I'd have to ask you is, if they'd all turned round, who would you have picked? Had you already gone on the show thinking, if they all turned round, who would I go with?
Right. I always used to get asked this, because me being a singer, when I was used to sit and watch The Voice, they'd be like, what would you do if everyone turned around? And I'll be honest, I've told Ricky this as well, so he won't be offended if he doesn't. I would have gone with Will, right. But now, being through the experience, I would have gone with Ricky, and that's 100%, because I'm quite quirky, and Will's team is quirky, and I felt if I was to have gone in Will's team, I would have sort of got, it would have just blended in. But with Ricky, everyone on the team is different. Every single person on his team was different. Like the original 12, like everyone was different, and I like that, because we all sort of had our own identity rather than us sort of like blending in and being forgotten, if you know what I mean.
Did you do any Bianca Cook Ricky stuff? Ricky!
So I don't think I did. I should have. Yeah. I definitely should have. That's
all right,
idea.
Ricky.
Next time I see him, I'll be like, Ricky!
Lots of people go with Will I Am. I'm not sure why. I think it's because he's very current at the moment, and he's got involved with some other singers, and they've all done really well. So people are naturally drawn to that. But I'm not sure whether you get this. You probably would get a better information or music enlightenment from some of the others.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, look at Kylie. Look how she's ridiculously massive. Like, it's actually ridiculous how famous she is. And she's got so much experience behind her. And she really, really helped her team. Exactly the same with Tom. And with Will, his ideas and how different he is really, really helped his team. And with Ricky, I think Ricky was just as normal as us. In the fact how he was, how he acted, like in filming, like when the cameras would go off, he'd be shaking, like where he's so nervous, where he don't want to muck up. Do you know
really?
What I mean? So because he was nervous, it made us feel like we could be nervous, which was a lot nicer. Do you know what I mean? Because
and you could have been, didn't you? Petrified,
of course.
Probably.
It was very nerve wracking, but at the same time, you're so excited that you don't want to be nervous. Do you know what I mean?
When you walk out then onto the stage, you've got the four chairs. Is it filmed in a live set, as in, if you make a mistake, do people make mistakes and they have to retake that set, or is it literally you're up there and if you make a mistake, then the judges hear it?
Well, on the blind auditions?
Yeah.
In the blind auditions, if you make a mistake, then they've already heard your voice, you have to carry on. We was told, like, obviously, if you do muck up, do not stop, carry on, because But if it's something like, if it, the music mucks up, if the band muck up before you sing, then they can stop and start again because they haven't heard you yet. But yeah, you wouldn't get the chance to start from the beginning again. You just have to carry on.
Because it's interesting, when I watch one of the other big one, which is the X Factor, you see quite a few of the acts make mistakes on that stage, and they forget their words. I mean, they might be, you know, I mean, they do tend to pick some comedy acts as well. But on The Voice, you never seem to get that. Is it because the singers are slightly more professional?
Not so slightly more professional. I think the thing is with The Voice is it's called The Voice. Right, at the end
no
of the day.
Novelty acts, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there was one. There was a chicken man this year. Oh, he was funny.
Was it?
That was the first one. Yeah, pigeon, not chicken, pigeon. Yeah, we've done a song about pigeons. But, other than him, yeah, honestly, and even he could sing. But, yeah, because it's called The Voice, they can't have people that aren't comedy acts. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They can't novelty acts, as you say. So they sort of have to get the best on there. That's why I was so shocked to get where I did, to be honest.
Talk me through the battle round, because you got through to the battle round. The battle round is where you get picked to sing against another contestant.
Yeah.
What advice did he give you for that? What song did you sing for that?
I sung Grenade by Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Fantastic track. And what advice did they give you for that, and what was that like?
Well, obviously we have the Battle Reality Day, which is when you saw us like around the piano and that sort of thing. And we sort of just get told about who we're going to be paired with and what we're singing. And then we have the around the piano with Katie B. Well, for us it was Katie B and Ricky. And they're sort of like, Ricky was like to us, he went, "This is going to make really bad TV because I don't have anything to say to you." He was like, I don't know what to say. He was like, you're giving it everything. And he was just like to me, like, "I've never seen this side of you," which was nice. He was like, "I'm happy to see that." And he was just very much like, "You need to be yourselves." I think the battles was the hardest part for Ricky. Send him one over the other was definitely hard for him. He did struggle.
Yes. I'm looking at some messages coming through on screen, so we'll ask you those in a second.
Okay.
But quickly, tell us about the song choice. Is that something that you have control over, or is it do you have to pick your own, or do they give you a list of certain tracks?
In the blind audition, we got given a list, and we had to pick three. And that was in the callback stages, which was before. I think it was callbacks. But, yeah, and we give them three, and we can put... We do have the choice to put in ones that aren't on the list as well. And Mamadou wasn't on the list. And I think mine were These Words by Natasha Bedingfield, Lately Stevie Wonder, and Mamadou. And they ended up picking Mamadou because they thought it showed off my tone and the uniqueness in my voice, supposedly.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, Pixie Lott's got some tracks out at the moment, so it becomes a current track in a way. We're going to do a live track. Should we do that now?
Yeah,
do that now before we get on the news. What are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing Sex by the 1975.
Oh, what a track. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, take it away when you're ready.
This is how it starts. Take my shoes off in the back of your van. You said your shirt looks so good when it's just hanging off my back. You said use your hands in my spare time. I got one thing coming, is this tongue of mine? I said, I've got a boyfriend anyway. I've got a boyfriend anyway. And I love your friend when I saw his film. He's got a funny face, but I like that cause it still looks cool. I've got a boyfriend anyway. I've got a boyfriend anyway. And now we're on the bed in your room, and you're about to fill his shoes, but I say no.
fantastic.
Thank you.
I love that track. And you have a great voice.
Thank you. I have a great guitarist as well.
It really is.
How did
you get through to The Voice? What did you apply? Is it something you've done? You went in and applied and. Was it your own choice? Did you do it yourself? That's what I meant.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, basically, because I was only just 16 when the audition started, basically, and I was going to do X Factor. And then I was going to do The Voice, and I was going to see sort of how far I get, because I never expected to get to where you actually see the judges. And I was too young to do X Factor, so I'd done The Voice. And
is there an age limit on X Factor?
Yeah, 16.
Oh, was it really?
Same, yeah, The Voice is 16 as well.
Oh, right.
And Britain's Got Talent, there isn't an age limit. But and I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do The Voice. I was like, it's going to be harder to get through, because obviously... You have to be bloody good. You know? I don't know whether that was.
That's okay. Go on.
But you have to be good, and to get through was insane. But yeah, I was like, I said to my mum, I was like, yeah, we should do it. And my mum helped me apply. My mum does everything with me. My mum helped me apply, and you do the couple of first rounds, and yeah, and then it just started to come together, really.
Yeah, what on the battle round? Was it who votes to save? Is it, how does that work? Who voted for you?
With who went through?
Yeah.
That's down to your coach. Your coach picks who goes through. And when I performed, I was the last performer of the night, and it obviously on screen I was on at like half nine, like a bit earlier than that, like 9 o'clock. But in reality, when it was filmed, I was on screen about 12:30. Really late, and everyone was really tired, and me and Jazz, the girl I battled, Jazz Bates Chambers, we was the last battle out of everyone. We was like waiting backstage, and what basically happens is you sing, and then your coach chooses. But when I performed, they have this thing called the steal, which they get one each, and they
That's
can steal
right.
someone from another team if they don't get put through to the knockouts. And when I performed, there was no steals left, so that wasn't an option for me.
Yeah, I watched it when it was on one night when I had that. I think Will.i.am as well left it to the right last minute, didn't he? Before he didn't have enough acts. It's quite complicated if you've not watched it. Yeah, that's right. You can get voted out, but the other people then have a chance to steal the act.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't get picked for your battle, if there's any steals left, because they get one each, they can steal you if they want to for their own team.
Okay. Right, we're going to have a bit of music from The Killers and then the news, and then we'll be talking a little bit more about The Voice, and then we'll be talking about the rest of your music coming up. Okay.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Now we're playing that song. Lucy's making a load of notes. She's got a whole essay. And she's still wearing a rap party white wristband, which is not going to take off ever.
Never.
What was the party like? Was it good?
Oh, it was so good. It was really good.
The judges go?
Yeah, they did. They did go. They did go. They all went. Tom showed his face for like, he walked in, sort of went out. But it was very, very, very crazy.
Yeah.
And I think Tom likes to just sit back.
Is that all the acts that are through to the TV part, or just the? Or is it including the blind auditions? Is it a massive party, or just a?
It was everyone that got a turn.
Oh, right.
Was invited. Everyone that got a turn was invited.
Oh, that's great.
And all the backstage was there. There was press there, and there was a photo booth there. I've got the pictures with me.
So funny. Of photos. Yeah. Oh, you have to post them on.
Yeah, I will.
On your webpage. We'll be talking about that in a sec. Now you've been on the Voice. Is it something that you'd go back on? Would you reapply, or would you look at going on one of the other alternatives? X Factor, BGT.
I don't think I could think of going on a different show. Like, I just think the experience I had on The Voice was just so amazing that going on any other show, I wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want it to the what's it called? My view of it to yes. change. So I would like to go on the show again, to go on The Voice again. But, you know, it's one of them things.
Yeah.
Just got to think about it. It's a big thing to do again. It's a bit of a statement to go and do it again, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Got loads of people tweeting at the moment. although I think you know some of them. But let's go from, we got Barmy M. Optimist. Emily. Optimist. We've got yourself, who else? We've got Jess Irish. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
She's been doing lots of tweets.
I like Jess.
We've got Nick Minto. It sounds like a sweet, doesn't it, Minto?
Minto.
Hello, Nick Minto.
Hello, Nick.
Gemma Music OTF.
Oh, hello, Gemma.
I wonder what OTF means. Off your face? I don't know. I've just made that up. It's because the T doesn't go off the face. Yes, loads. If you want to send this in a tweet, you can. Essex Tourette's also sent one in. Chicken and Frog. That's the book club in Brentwood. Hello to all the people in the book
club. Hello, Chicken and Frog.
And Terry Van... Oh, we're going to mess this up, aren't I? Terry Van... Prague.
That's my nanny. Hello, Nan.
Are you listening in? I was going to say Prague, but it's Prague, yeah?
Yes, Prague. Terry Van Prague.
There we go. Lots on Jess.
Yeah.
And another look. You've got a stalker, this one. Philip Hutchinson. Who's that?
Oh, who's Philip? Who's Philip tweeting me?
It's so warm in here, and he's got a scarf on.
He always wears. He does love a scarf. He's my manager. He does love a scarf.
Let's talk about your manager, because in March you were signed into management and PR contract with global PR firm Lavish. Is that right?
Yep.
This must be an exciting step for you.
It is exciting because I've had to organise more. My mum was my manager. Like, I've had to organise it all myself. My mum's had to do it all for me, and being now with Phil being my manager, I'm getting put with the right people, and I'm constantly busy. Thanks, Phil. Constantly doing stuff, which is good.
You're going to be working alongside Lavish. This is what I've got off your webpage now. Your new webpage. You've got a new website, haven't you?
Yeah, that's our temporary one. We've got one in process, the proper one, but that's our temp one for the minute.
It says that you're going to be working with team songwriters, producers, write and record and release a debut single and album, and followed by a UK tour. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's all sort of in the midst still. We're sort of trying to get it all prepared, having meetings with songwriters, producers, trying to get it all ready, trying to get working with the right people. I mean, we're being put with some really, really good songwriters and producers, so we're going in the right way. We're going to get the EP done, I want to get some good music done, to get some good pop music done, and hopefully it'll go well. But yeah, in the midst of releasing my EP, maybe doing a school tour around Essex and just like on the outskirts of London and stuff. I think that'd be quite good, because a lot of my fan base are like young girls, which is really, I'm really happy about that, actually, that young girls sort of look up to me in a way, which I'm really happy about that.
So would you be nervous about doing a live? Have you ever done much live on stage stuff before you went on to TV?
Yeah, I've been gigging since I was 11. I've been doing, like, I think my first paid gig, I was 12, and I was like, oh my god, I'm getting paid to sing, like, I've been doing live performances since I was young.
Okay. Now, one of the questions that you're going to probably get asked when you go onto these shows is if you could collaborate with an artist, be it famous, dead or alive, who would you like to sing with?
If it could be anyone in the whole world, like past, like who's gone or who's, it would be Eva Cassidy.
Oh wow!
Definitely.
I was expecting you to say someone quite new, but that set me back. That shocked me. That's a great choice, by the way.
Yeah, honestly, like she's a big idol for me. Not just like vocally, like everything about her. Like she's everything. Like she was amazing, and she's such a shame, really. But yeah, if it was to be anyone, it would be Eva Cassidy.
Now you're gigging at the moment. You got loads today. You are rushing around today. You got really busy today. You're off to another radio, Crystal Radio. So hello to them. Your Essex Factor later on, which is a kind of singing competition.
It's a singing competition, yeah.
And in fact, one of the presenters on it, Michelle Ward from Finis FM's Eat My Brunch, is in that competition. So if you want to text her in to get her further in the competition, you just text Essex Michelle to 85010, and call costs may apply on that one. So that's a competition. You're singing as a guest singer for that, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a competition that I'd done about 4 years ago. And My mentor, as you say, like sort of like it's like Essex Factor, but like X Factor, but Essex Factor.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same concept of judges, yeah.
And my mentor was Ryland Clark.
Oh wow, he's been in here.
Is he been in here?
Yeah.
So I love Ryland.
I stood here having a photo of him right behind this, where you're on radio, so you can't see it. But there's a big sign with Phoenix FM. See, he got the orange colour there.
We'll put up a picture of me in it.
Yeah, well, he was standing there, I was standing the other side, and when the picture came out, he was the same colour as the orange on the sign, with white teeth.
He does like a bit of fake tan.
There was plenty of fake tan there, and there was me looking all pasty.
He's very
white.
Tall, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm very short, so I mean, he must look really cute. I mean, I was probably up to his elbow or
on
something.
On your toes.
Now, you're also doing the Sunday show. Is this today? The Sunday show at Leicester Square?
Yeah, that's tonight.
That's mm-hmm. tonight. And what's that?
It's just basically like where...
Is it a club?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't actually been there before, so it's a new place for me, which I'm really excited about performing there. But there's been like a lot of big previous acts, like Rage 3-2, Ed Sheeran, quite a few like, big people that perform there.
That's fantastic. So you're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It should be good.
And it's good to get into the London club scene. Is that something you want to get into a little bit, singing that kind of poppy stuff in the clubs as you build up?
Yeah, as you build up, you have to do it. It's something that you have to do, like to build your name up and for people to hear you. You have to go to the new places, you have to perform in bars, you have to perform in clubs. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And you do enjoy it, do you know what I mean? Like you do really enjoy it, and you do turn up in some weird places sometimes, must admit, but you go there, you sing, you do your thing, and then you go home. Like that's what you do. You go to perform for people. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And what about festivals? Would you ever look at that?
Yeah, I love festivals. I've got some festivals coming up, actually. I've got
oh, please tell.
Yes, I've got the Bunce Fest in Phil, when is it? When is it?
No, come on, Phil.
We've just confirmed.
That puts him right on the spot, doesn't it?
This is just confirmed, by the way, so that's why I'm a bit unorganised about it. The 28th of June.
Yeah, in Essex, Hertfordshire, sort of way. I'm not entirely sure, actually.
Yeah, that would be quite good, because I'm headlining that.
Oh, that'd be good.
Which would be quite exciting. I've got it's for Essex Air Ambulance.
Oh, great charity.
I've got another for the I'm performing the national, it's like the day for Armed Forces, National Armed Forces Day. I'm performing there as well, which should be really good.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a quick track from Saturdays, and then we'll be wrapping up and talking about your website, a couple more questions, and then also about what's going to be happening for the rest of the year for you, 2014.
Playing in my head and it's beating loud. I feel like something's starting.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And that new track there from the Saturdays. They've got a new album coming out. The Greatest Hits Of. You didn't think they'd been around that long to have the Greatest Hits Of, would you? But there you go. That's what they've got coming out. I'll be telling you a bit about that later on. But the Saturdays have got the Greatest Hits album, and also they've got this new track coming out, so they kind of launched it at the same time. Now, we've talked about you bringing your album out, and we're just talking off air quickly. You're going to be doing some of the writing on that.
Yeah.
Is that something you find quite easy?
It's something that I really enjoy. I do really enjoy it, and if you enjoy it, then you're kind of alright. Do you know what I mean?
You're halfway there, aren't
you? Yeah, do you know what I mean? You're halfway there. And yeah, that will definitely be a thing for me. I'll definitely be... Right, most of the input into the lyrics in my music, I'm hoping, will be me.
And where will you draw on that? Will you kind of draw on things that's happened, your, like, life experiences, so to speak?
That's the thing, not really. I like turn into, like, another person when I write lyrics, you know what I mean? Like the story, I write about a lot of different things, not necessarily about me and my life, but stuff that people could relate to.
Yeah.
But I still really understand and I'm still really into it, if you know what I mean.
So this could be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
The EP, we hope to get, what, 4-6 tracks on that?
Yeah, around 4-6, yeah.
And have you penciled in any dates for roughly, or...?
Not yet. We're hoping.
I did not.
Well,
For this year, end of the year?
Hopefully, like, summertime this year, I should have an EP out, I'm hoping.
Well, that'd be good. What's the goal for the rest of the year for you? Is it just to keep growing on the success you've had so far?
Yeah, definitely. I've just got to get the EP done and get some album stuff together, and just maybe try and get a single. Try and do as much as I can. Still gigging, still doing festivals. Trying to keep as busy as I possibly can, and then hopefully try and get labels involved and see how it goes from there. Really.
Okay, let's talk about some of how people can get hold of you if they want to follow you, because you've got quite a few. Have your followers gone up since you've been on TV?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did have to buy any, like, Phil?
No, I didn't have to buy any, no. I've had a bit of trouble with my Twitter followers, so we're just trying to sort them out at the moment.
I know, do you know, I hate it when I look at it sometimes, I think, oh, I've got like 10 followers. I look at it, I've got 900 followers, and I'm running around jumping for joy. Well, I'm not that happy, but you know what I mean. And then the next day, they've all gone. Why do they do that?
It kind of, people, right, they follow, they're really naughty. They follow you, wait for you to follow them back, and then unfollow you. So you don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm not really into that tweet. I do use the tool, but I don't really look at the
really
politics of
how
it works.
Like, don't worry. Why
so
do
you,
it?
People can get hold of you to follow, unfollow, yeah. Slash, on, it's at Lucy. Now, you've got to be careful how you spell it, because it's spelled differently, isn't it? It's
L-U-C-I-E-E.
Yeah.
And Closier, which is spelled Closer with an I. So C-L-O-S-I-E-R.
Closer than Closier.
Closer than Closier. Best thing about it.
You've got your website is at
www.lucy.com.
Lucy.com. And you're on Facebook.
Yep.
Yep. It is Lucy.com, isn't it?
I think so. It is com. Yeah. Great.
.com.
Yeah, .com. And on Facebook, it's Lucy Marie Closier.
Yes. And the website has got quite a bit on it as well. And they've got all the links and photos and
Got some
places.
Information, upcoming events and stuff on there. Our the new website will be on there soon.
Okay, great stuff. Now, let's quickly chat about this. Who's doing the acoustics early on?
My guitarist is Jay Fricker. Well, Jay Alfie.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah. And he comes over with me.
Has he got a good radio voice?
Come on, let's show your radio voice.
Yeah, jump onto that one there.
Go on.
See what we can hear.
Stick them on.
You have to go, pull it down, there we go.
This is Jay.
All right, Jay.
You're right.
Right. Whereabouts are you from?
Loughton.
Loughton as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man of many words.
I know. We went to school together.
Yeah, school together.
So we've known each other for a long time.
And do you do that acoustically, that Mamadou?
He's in the midst of learning it, because he hasn't been my guitarist that long. It's only been
started college, right?
Yeah, about 7-8 months.
Yeah.
So yeah, and obviously where I was doing the voice and stuff, I couldn't really do Mamadou live at the time. Mm-hmm. I had to sort of wait for the show to air. But yeah, he is going to learn it. We've had the conversation, haven't we?
Yeah.
I'll take it this is going to be a song that everyone's going to be asking you to do.
Yeah, Yeah.
Can you do Mamadou, Mamadou, Mamadou? Because obviously it's the main song that people remember you for on the Voice. Is it do they need to get permission for that, or is it they just pass it to the song to you to sing?
I don't know. Is it, anyone can do a cover, so I don't think they need to get permission of anyone. Because I'm not saying it's my song, and I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not releasing it. When you release it, then you have to get some sort of permission from someone. But yeah, you can sing every, like, you can cover songs. So, yeah.
You've got, you can, if you want to see the moment when the chair's turned, and you can go on YouTube. It's on YouTube,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on BBC One's account. And yeah, it's there. You just type in my name and the Voice, and yeah, it should be right at the top.
Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you so far?
The most embarrassing thing.
So that's one of those questions I said I'll throw in without you knowing.
Oh my god. What have I done before? I fell off stage before. I fell off stage.
We've all done that.
No, I was young. I went, how old was I? I was about 12 and I was dancing. And, because I dance in Atkins as well. And there was a curtain, I was right next to the curtain, and they just shoved me on the side of the stage. I tripped over the curtain and fell off the stage. It wasn't good. And it was a full audience as well, so that probably was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
Right, last question for you is the one I was talking about earlier on. If you can go on a dinner date with any celebrity, not romantically, just a dinner date or a beer, who would you pick? It could be an actor, or it could be anyone famous, a prime minister even. Who cares?
It has to be said. If it was anyone, it would have to be, huh? Oh, I thought Phil said something, sorry.
He's tweeting. Tweeting to his tweeters.
His tweeters. It would have to be Joey Essex. Oh, no.
Reem.
I've got a really bad crush, like, fangirl crush on him. And it's really bad. Like, a couple, 4 years ago. Like, no, four years ago, that's ages ago. A couple of years ago. The guy I sing with was his personal trainer. And he got... And Jay, his name's Jay Harvey. He got him to phone me. Oh my god, I freaked out. But I've, since then, I've just thought, oh, I just really fancy him. It's really bad.
And I think he's back with his ex-girlfriend now.
I know. So. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was so. I know that sounds really bad.
Billy was listening in yesterday. So I was like, shit.
They listened to the show, didn't they? Yeah. But yeah, like. Hello, Billy, if you are listening. No, but yeah, like when I saw that they were back together, because when they broke up, I was like heartbroken. Because they're like the best couple in Essex. And when they got back together, I was really happy. I think it's good, because obviously she's
he can have his own competition, Joey Essex Factor.
Joey Essex Factor. He's got an album out. Have you seen it? Joey Essex's album.
Yeah.
Was it Anthems?
Yeah, it's just like a Top of the Pops one, really. Just got apart from his name on it, it's just all the tunes that he's picked from the... and then they put the sugar out in there just to Ministry of Sound, I think it's on. Well, thanks for joining me and telling us all about your experiences on The Voice and everything.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastically interesting. You've got a lovely voice, I must
say.
I'm looking forward to finding out what's coming up for you. You'll have to come back and speak
definitely.
To us again.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you about that, doing some live stuff for us as well. We'll be posting that on the website. This interview will also be going on the show page blog, which is you can find at www.finisfm.com and look under Sunday Lunch Show. You'll also find it on Facebook on the Sunday Lunch Show, and you can follow me on Twitter, because I need the followers, don't I?
You
let's
need
face
to follow
it.
Us.
I need to get some more followers. Thank you very much, Lucy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.